Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Ghostly Touch. See, close to Halloween, ghosts start to roam around. And because of the nature of ghosts, you never quite know where they are. And some ghosts can be quite naughty indeed. But this is not something you have to worry about. In fact, ghostly touches can be quite nice and really lovely if you let yourself get into them. So, for now, just relax and listen to my voice as I'm going to tell you about these ghostly touches and how they can roam your body no matter where you are or what you're wearing. See, the touch of a ghost goes through everything it wants to. It doesn't matter if it's flesh, clothes, walls. The only thing that may give you a slight modicum of safety is a blanket. But even that is not enough in the case of these ghosts. Hiding underneath your blanket will do absolutely nothing, no matter how much you may want to. So while you're listening to my voice, you may start to feel relaxed. See, there's something inside my voice, something inside the tones that is almost ghostly. It's very hard to hear in the normal range of what your ears can perceive. But trust me, this recording carries it just fine. You can feel yourself getting sort of relaxed, wondering what I'm going to do, wondering where those ghostly touches are going to be. You could listen to this anywhere, because I'm not going to put you into a full trance. But it is going to be naughty, so there may be places where you may not want to listen. Anyway, as you're sitting there listening to me, you suddenly feel a caress over your calf. It's rather odd, ethereal and soft, but you feel it nonetheless. I told you that they could go through everything. In fact, they don't have to touch your skin either. Feel the weird tingling in your feet as the touch goes through your foot. It feels cold and tingly, but not horrible. Maybe a little bit weird, but that's okay. It's good to embrace the weird sometimes, to embrace the things we do not understand. So as you're listening, doing whatever it is you're doing, you may feel a chill on your spine as you're listening. You can feel a chill as my words start to affect you more and more. Those ghostly touches doing everything that I'm saying. And another chill runs deep down your spine, going all the way down, even further than the spine itself, ending through your legs all the way into your feet. And then it dissipates. For a moment you think you're safe, relieved, or maybe even sad that there isn't more. Then you feel another touch all the way over your spine, but this time is sort of warm and tingly, and it causes you to be aroused. And another touch, now over your chest, just circling just above your heart. Circling slowly. It doesn't go away, does it? It just stays there, softly, ethereally touching. An immaterial sensation of soft pleasure that just grows as you pay more attention to it. But this My voice and this recording is just on the background. You can feel these touches vividly, even though they're soft. But that's okay. Their softness only makes it more interesting. Their softness just makes it more beautiful and mysterious, doesn't it? You can feel how a hand brushes over your chest. It feels soft and tender, but at the same time icy and thrilling. You can feel how your nipples are just being teased by a ghostly fingertip, and again a chill runs down your spine as it connects. Your whole body is teased. You can feel more hands now touching your legs. You can feel how they're wrapping themselves around both your legs, arms wrapping around your calves, shins, thighs. But they're not touching there yet. They're just teasing you, caressing back and forth with ghostly fingertips, sometimes even seeming to caress with the whole hand, but it's too much for you to make out. It's almost like you're inside of a machine that touches you, a machine that's immaterial, made of a fabric that's so thin you can barely see or feel it, but your skin feels it. It can feel the sensation over your whole legs teasing you, arousing you, and it just gets better and better. As you feel the same happening to your arms, you can feel your whole arm slowly getting touched, grabbed, and teased. It feels as if they find every place on your legs and arms that causes you to moan. It seems like they're finding every possible place to tease you, and they haven't even started on the best parts yet. They even find those pressure points in your feet and hands that make you yearn to be touched. Even though ghostly touches are touching you all over your hands and feet, arms and legs, you still yearn for more. You're hoping that the touches touch you more central, touch you over those sensitive spots. You start to feel chills over your spine again as something bites your neck. It is cold, almost like ice, but it feels so good, because after every cold touch you feel yourself heat up more and more and more. These ghostly touches teasing you, grabbing you, fondling you, now starting to slowly touch your chest. Oh yes, they're touching your chest. They're finding every place that you can't resist and touch it. They're teasing, sliding with ghostly touches back and forth, even squeezing gently somehow. Ghostly touches giving you no chance to breathe, even a moment. Of course, your body can still breathe, but your mind gets no pause from all the pleasure. You feel yourself yearn more and more, moan more and more. You try to resist it, but there's no chance. You try to stop it, but the ghosts cannot be shooed away. There is no way to stop them. You can't wave them away, you can't push them away. And all your movements simply seem to wrap them around you tighter, more deliciously, more teasingly. They find every sensitive spot on your chest, and they're moving up. They find these places around your neck as well, every little touch causing a shiver down your spine, and you want them to touch between your legs, don't you? You want them to touch so good. But could you? Where you are now, would it be good to be touched there? There's a distinct danger of moaning out loud here. You feel your whole body touched everywhere by these ghostly touches. And whatever you do, you can't sit still. You just keep shifting. You keep adjusting. It's like someone is pleasuring you. It's exactly like that. And of course, it just gets worse and worse every moment. With time comes experience, and with experience comes a better way to touch you. Every little moan makes them know, learns them, teaches them, evolves them to touch you better. Every little moan you let out makes them touch you better, still avoiding the places between your legs just to tease you. They know what you crave. They know what you want. They know what you need. But they don't give it. These ghosts are in it for the tease, for the challenge, for the fun. They want to see you squirming. They want to see you moan with delicious, wonderful pleasure. They don't want to hurt you. Quite the opposite. They want to make you feel so good. And they're succeeding, aren't they? They're succeeding in making you feel delicious. Your hands, feet, arms, legs, and chest and back are completely under their control. They've got you moaning and squirming, moving and shifting. And finally, you feel an icy cold touch between your legs, and you almost release from it. But no, they don't let you. Those icy touches, deliciously cold and tingly, causing you shivers of pleasure all over your body, are just going on and on and on. And now they're touching between your legs. They're touching, teasing, rubbing, pleasing, not letting you any time to adjust. And every time you moan, they find the spot and tease it more. Every time you surrender even a little bit, they know your weakness and attack you with pleasure. You're going crazy with delicious pleasure, trying to keep quiet. And they don't stop. They only stop when I tell them to. And in a moment I will. And then you're left with the question. Is it better to be teased like this, unable to stop them? Or is it better to have none of it at all? You can feel them teasing more. You can feel them driving you crazy with pleasure, leaving you longing in lust. They tease you everywhere, every inch of your body, every sensitive spot inside and out. They even touch you on the inside, through your skin, through your body, driving you crazy. You don't know where it's all happening. You've never felt anything like this before. You feel yourself rise higher and higher, deeper and deeper, more and more surrender. They found that perfect moment where you cannot resist their pleasure in any way whatsoever. They drive you to the edge. They drive you to insanity. They drive you to a pleasurable torment of a moment without cessation. And then they stop. They disappear suddenly. So, which one is it? I'm sure you'll let me know.